The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. Wow. I'm trying to boot up here.
Gonna need your boots. Bring the hip waders.
Bring the hip waders here.
It's getting deep. It's just begun.
It's the start of the new year almost.
Yes.
This will be our thankful. Our last. We got Terry out there doing,
doing the
soft shoe by the window in the, while we're in the while we're in the fishbowl here. I think I got my computer up and running. I don't know where my mouse went. I must have forgot to put it in my bag. So
check the cat.
Yeah, check the cat.
Except there is no cat.
Wow. Today is December 30th, 2018. This will be our last show of the year. And
goodbye, 18.
Goodbye, 18. Yeah.
Go and get.
Yeah, I think we're going to go over a little bit of the stuff that happened this year. this has been quite a year for a lot of different stuff. And
a lot of people.
Yeah, for a lot of different things, for a lot of people. Everybody I talked to is like, well, this was the worst year of my life. And I got to say, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty close. I don't think there's even a close second, quite frankly.
It's right up there.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything like this happening my whole life.
No, not me neither.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Not just one after the other.
Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I am your host, Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, in the great state of Jefferson, and she does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, it's a great day in the neighborhood.
And we have at the soundboard our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great gal, Ashley.
Good morning.
She is there. She has her own microphone.
Do you see that? Ooh. She's like the Nutty Professor or something.
we let the audience think that I'm sweet and innocent, but I'm really in control of everything.
She needs like a chalkboard that's got a bunch of calculus on the back. And also, we have Red Smith, who's on the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters that have spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper, no longer backed by real money. And a mainstream media of meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, liberals, leakers, lowlifes that have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. La, 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
Try and say that fast five times. Shave a cedar shingle thin. We fight the new world odor.
Exactly.
That's my new term, the new world odor.
Ooh-wee, that smell.
I know, that's a good one. I have to get that, Jay Giles, that smell. Wow. And where should we start, I guess? I mean, good grief. Should we start with the year's accomplishments? We've got a couple of stories. One story I'm looking at here is that I haven't had a chance to verify it, and I hate not having a mouse, but... evidently, new Las Vegas shooting officer statements challenge the narrative on the single shooter.
You don't say.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Evidently, documents released on Thursday from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, the LVMPD, point to multiple shooters and a contaminated crime scene.
No.
You don't think.
You know, anybody that believes anything anymore in the mainstream media or the government or the prostitutes and the politicians, and I mean,
well, with Vegas, it was so bad and so blatant, they didn't even really try to lie. They just shut it down.
Yeah, this comes from Chris. He sent it over to me this morning, and I just don't know what to say. I haven't had a chance to really review it in depth, but if this is all true and it's all, legitimate, which, like I say, is it's hard to know what's legitimate anymore. You know, I mean, if you talk the truth, I sent him back a thing this morning. Was it, speaking truth in a sea of lies is treason, basically, you know, and that's kind of how it seems to work these days as far as the mainstream media. Now, I think everybody's waking up, and God, can people think for themselves anymore?
No.
I mean, which people are we referring to?
The guys that believe any of this crap from the mainstream media.
Complete and total gerbils.
Yeah. I mean,
they're out there.
They've got to be out there. I mean, I'm coming in and I'm, you know, you see a guy with a car running around with a sticker on it, you know, supporting the Democratic Party. You got to be a Muppet at this point. I mean, I'm not even saying you need to support the Republican Party, but I'm saying that if you're, it's like saying, oh, gee, I support Karl Marx. And you know something? There's a bunch of them that do.
Yes, they
do.
Is.
They
yeah.
think. They think Marxism is great. They think socialism is great. They think all the evils of the world are leftovers of a crumbling capitalist system rife with greed and exploitation. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, a lot of the people that are pushing this narrative are the younger people. But imagine something happens to you and you wake up from a coma. And you have amnesia. You have no memory of anything prior to 1999. You have no memories prior to 1999. You're now a millennial.
Wow.
They don't remember the ravages of communism. They don't remember the specter of the Cold War. They don't remember watching the videos of people running and charging from the machine guns at the German border and wrapping themselves in barbed wire trying to get away from communism. They don't have a memory of these things. All they know of it is what they've been told in school, and the communists are running the school.
Yeah, wow. And the thing of it is they don't even try to find out what would happen prior to that, the truth of what went on. They just go along like everything's good.
And we rely on the internet for all of our information, and as you watch history shrink on the internet, because little bit by little bit, they're pulling it out of the internet. They're altering the narrative. They're changing our history right before our eyes to meet the narrative that they want. And, you know, in a lot of ways, one of the greatest things that we can do is wake these people up, is get the truth out there to them, get the history out there to them, get them to understand what really went on.
Yes.
You know, and it really shouldn't be hard to get them to listen to the voices of 100 million dead people. If you can just figure out the way to get them to sit still long enough to listen.
Well, if we're back in our schools and our education system, would make a big difference, I'd have to say, you know.
Well, I just posted the story, you know, on the Las Vegas shooter that comes from Laura Loomer. And I guess we need to make up our own mind. It came out on the 29th, but... Yeah, I mean,
it's there. There's a history of it, and it has other tendrils of things that are going on. This guy was a gun runner for the United States government. He was working for either an intelligence agency or ATF or something. And if you start to connect the dots between our new Governor Gavin Newsom's best friend, Shrimp Boy Raymond Chow, and Leland Yee.
Oh, the guy who got busted for gun
terrorists. Yeah, and all of that. Where did all of those guns come from? The shootings in France, the Mexican cartel massacres, the firearms in Las Vegas. There's a lot of this stuff that is connected to each other. And I don't know if you saw it earlier this week. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. Judicial Watch has gotten their hands on manifests of shipments of Libyan weapons out of Benghazi into Syria to ISIS.
Yeah, that thing seems like it's about ready to blow up. We haven't heard anything from Q lately, you know, whether you believe in Q or not, but But that's gone kind of quiet. And then they were running, you know, they said they're going to be down for 10 days or something until the 3rd after the 1st of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been talking about all that stuff, too, the Q and the Anons, QAnon. But, I mean, who knows what's going on anymore? I mean, we have got a definite battle going on between good and evil, if you will. You know, and what cracks me up is you listen to these liberals and they think that evil is good. I mean, we need to play our Eddie Murphy clip again. But I don't know. There's a ton of new laws going to be passed. We got to go to a break.
Yeah, we're getting a signal through the window.
So, no, she's insulated from us now. We can't reach her.
We can't.
She's cracking the whip.
And with that, if they want to give us a call and have something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Song. catch the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them?
We're going to go out this year listening to some good music again. Yeah, I mean, kind of a very reflective day, looking at the last year and all the people that we lost and all the things that happened. And man, it's been just 1 year that is for the books.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it has.
You can buy Douchebank stock cheap right now.
Yeah,
that's on sale. I think they're down to like $2 a share.
Can I get a 2-for-1?
Get a 2-for. No, just don't bet on a margin. Yeah, it looks like that could be blowing up. You got Merkel over there telling everybody, "Hey, you're not Germans. You're global citizens.
Yeah,
workers of the world unite."
You know, there's a lot that's shaking out. On stuff like that, that, you know, it's like you've always been watching on Deutsche Bank and all of this stuff and
yeah.
The stuff that's going on. It's crazy.
Well, you know, it is, some of these are old acquaintances we do need to forget.
We are going to forget.
Yeah. Like, you know, the Auld Lang Syne is actually translated as should old acquaintance be forgot. In other words, you know, you don't want to forget about what happened, and the people that you know and the people that you love, but, man.
But there's some out there that you don't love. And
some stuff you don't want to bring into the new year with you.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Leave that baggage behind.
Yeah, that comes from an old Robert Burns poem, if anybody cares to know.
We do have looks like we got Dick on the phone.
We have Mr. Wilkinson, I do believe. Good morning.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I want to remind you, listeners, that we're still lit up here. You know, our house on Barrel Court, which is off of South Bonneville with the big red barn.
Yep.
And we're still out there. We're probably the only active Salvation Army Red Kettles in Shasta County. We're still out collecting for them. Last night, I had Robert Exter, and Morton was the kettle master last night. And he said he might come tonight, but... Christmas Eve was a tremendous amount of traffic, and Christmas Day, ever since, it's been pretty light. So if you haven't seen the lights, you come on out. There's no lines anymore. And you can see the difference between LEDs and incandescent lights. My neighbor that shares the left side of the cul-de-sac has 100% LEDs, and except for the large wreath on my front door, we're 100% incandescent because a lot of my stuff is really old. The Ranger on the Roof is the 20th year for those guys. And we bought those at Sears 20 years ago, and a lot of stuff I can't be replaced. They don't make it anymore, so I just keep repairing my old incandescents. If I switch to LEDs, I could probably save $400 or $500 a month on my electric bill. But you can see the difference between LEDs and incandescents. To me, our display has softer lights than the really super bright LEDs, and it's a viewer's choice which one you like. But I actually prefer mine. Because I have some prejudice there. Anyway, the last night we'll be on is New Year's Eve, December 31st. The lights go off at 11 o'clock, and that'll be it for the year. And we're still helping the Salvation Army. And I won't know what my total count is until somewhere into January when they get all the kettle count. People keep asking me how much we have received. I don't know. I just don't know. So anyway, please come out and see us. There are no lines anymore. And remember, the Salvation Army needs help. They were very active in helping in the car fire and in the campfire in Paradise. And they put a lot of effort, and they really need your support. So we still have our kettle open, and we're taking donations. And we have a credit card reader. If you don't have cash, we take credit card donations also.
Very good, Dick.
We appreciate all that you do for that.
What a guy.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, how many years you been doing it, Dick?
Doing what? The Salvation Army?
Yeah, the cattle.
On the lights.
The ninth year. And over the last 8 years, we raised about $140,000 for Salvation Army. Last year, we raised $24,273.
So when are you going to know the total and the tally to see if you beat your record?
What's that?
Yeah, when, are you going to beat your record this year?
I don't know. You know, I said this before. I equate it to an Olympic pole vaulter. He just clears the bar and they raise it, and then he clears it again. They raise it pretty soon. He can't clear it anymore. It's just impossible, and we're going to reach that plateau, you know. It all depends on the contributions we got in the street. So,
well, very
anyway,
good.
Last night we got some good credit. I got a $20 credit card, and then I told another lady, I said, you know what? How would you like to be number one today and donate $21 on the credit card? She said, okay. And then next person, how would you like to be number one and donate $22? Yeah. So I got a $20, $21, $22 donation on the credit card.
Very nice.
But nobody's falling for the other one. I said, the biggest donor this year is $100. How would you like to be the highest donor of the year for $105, but nobody's falling for that one yet.
Well, you're not done yet. You never know.
I know. Anyway, come by and see us. We're still lit up. And like I said before, New Year's Eve, tomorrow evening, is the last night we were out there, and the lights go off at 11 o'clock. So thank you for letting me on your program.
Well, right. Thanks for calling in and doing what you do. We appreciate you very much.
Okay. I'll probably see you at the first meeting in January at the church without a name on South Bonneville.
Yep.
Very good.
All right.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year. Dick. Be safe.
Listen, we also want to announce, I don't know if you have some announcements over there.
I do, but we'll go ahead with the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
one
I
first.
Want to get the website, because I heard Mark talk on State of Jefferson program earlier and said he had a website, and I don't know what that is. I can't seem to locate it, but it'd be nice if somebody either posted in the chat room or call in or whatever and let us know what the website is. For the Second Amendment right and open carry legal fund that they're having a dinner on up in Siskiyou County on the 12th of January at 5 o'clock. And for reservations, and we, by the way, if Mark's listening, we are buying a table, and we will get you the money. We just need to connect here, figure out how we're doing it. But
I believe that is tokeepandbear.com.
Tokeepandbear.com.
That's
okay.
What I was thinking.
Okay, so I was let me get that in here. So tokeepandbear.com. All right, very good. And so we want everybody to call up and reserve your table and get involved in this lawsuit, because we need to restore our rights. I mean, the real deal is, under constitutional, they're the ones that are operating illegally. I mean, they can't just take our rights away. They've done it in a legal process, but, you know, if it's not constitutional, it's not legal in my book. So we need to put these guys in check, and we need to sue them, and we need to get liberty of the Second Amendment back into California, despite the tyranny that's going on in Sacramento. So you can call 530-227-6729 or 530-227-6728. It's $400 for a table, and it's a prime rib dinner. And what is it on individuals if you want to just get in?
I believe it's $50 a ticket.
Is it $50 a ticket?
I do believe.
I was thinking it was 40, but maybe somebody can clear that up for us as well.
Because I don't have it on my flyer either, but I thought that's what it was. But if they could clarify it, that would be great. And just so people know, if you can't attend the event, we have had some people that donate the money so other people can attend. So if you want to help somebody go, you can always donate the money for a ticket. For somebody that can.
What if you're out of money? Do they accept lead or blood? Got that left to give.
Okay.
So I don't know, but yeah, so it should be a really good event.
I'm having
there.
A hard time pulling it up on the
I am pull, too. It's,
the website
I'm I'm getting it now.
Are you?
Yeah, it finally came up. Tokeepandbear.com.
Well, we do have Mark on the line. I believe it's probably Mark Barrett. I don't know any other Mark right off the top of my head that is going to call in on a right to bear arms.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Are you on the phone?
Hey, I could be Mark Rich or something.
You could be Mark Rich, but then you'd be calling us about tax evasion.
Yeah,
Right, right. Yeah, I was listening to your show like I always do every Sunday while I prepare to go break ice out of the water tanks and feed all the animals their frozen breakfast. But anyways, yeah, it is $50 for individuals, but the advantage to having the table is you get extra stuff. You get a $200 package of raffle tickets, and you get a table ticket. So there'll only be 25 table tickets, and that ticket will go to a gun raffle all by itself. So you have a 1 out of 25 to win that gun, plus an extra package of worth $200 for raffle tickets if you buy a whole table. But we do have plenty of. I think we have about 10 tables left, and I think we have 25 or 30 individual tickets left.
Well, it sounds like you should be able to sell them out by the 12th then.
Well, I'm sure hoping. Cindy's kind of groaning in there, so I might be wrong about what I just said, but I think it's relatively close. But, yeah, I'm hoping that we fill the room because, really, look, if we fill that room, it means something. It means that people care about their liberty and their rights, and it means that they want to do something about it bad enough to show up. And,
right.
And, you know, really, that's all we need. We just need people to show up and help us. We can do this. We can all do this together. We always could. And you know what you said before, that we were denied that right through a legal process. You're right, not a constitutional process. You're right about that, too. And the court has ruled again and again, and I don't agree with the court. I mean, the Second Amendment in Cruikshank versus United States says that it predates the Constitution. It is unconnected with militia service. It is an individual right, and that the right itself, and this is directly a quote from the court, the right declares that it shall not be infringed. So to me, that's pretty clear. Concealed, open, whatever you want, you have the right to do it. I'm fine with that personally. But here's the boat we're in. The court has illicitly declared again and again and again and again and again that concealed carry is a privilege. It isn't a right. And they have declared again and again that open carry is the core right protected under the Second Amendment, unconnected with militia service. It's an individual right that extends to the states, and it also extends into public areas outside your home. And as the court in Heller said, self-defense applies wherever you are. In other words, you don't need the right to put your gun in your pajama pocket and walk to the kitchen from the bedroom. You need to maintain the right to carry it to the store where the violence is, or to carry it wherever you are in order to undertake either defensive or offensive act in the event of confrontation by another individual. So that is the core right of the Second Amendment as defined by the court. Let's win that first, and then when we win that, maybe we'll have the horsepower to attack the deprivation of rights in other areas. But let's win one. Let's just get out there and win one and then see where that leads us.
Well, I think it was Madison said, and I don't remember which Federalist paper, but said that if it doesn't agree with the Constitution, it's not a law. And
yes.
That's what we're talking about here, is that these guys have usurped and made up laws that are completely contrary to the Constitution of the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, they've bastardized this whole thing with the concealed carry privilege issue because, you know, whatever the government giveth, the government can taketh away. And, you know, that's really what we're talking about here. That's why the Constitution says that our rights are God-given, because if God gives you your rights, then God's the only one that can take them away. And that's what the foundation of our laws and system is based on. Not this some politician who, you know, gets a wild hair up his behind at any given moment, decides that he's going to implement tyranny in Sacramento or wherever, and confiscate our rights and get rid of the constitutional mandates that are bound that bind the politicians as well as the citizenry.
Yeah, you know, and when you look at that statement, and then you look at the statement made by Portantino in 2012 and 2013, where he said, this isn't the Wild West and you don't need a gun to buy a cheeseburger, and you lost your right to carry even an unloaded gun over that statement. And then you look at Don Mulford in 1967, who very clearly, because he was the Oakland assemblyman, he was a Republican, by the way, one of our buddies in the assembly from the Republican Party, And he was mad at the Black Panthers because they were actually carrying guns around Oakland.
I'm pretty sure, Mark, when they wrote the Second Amendment, that they weren't worried about cheeseburgers.
They weren't worried about cheeseburgers, and they weren't worried about what Ronald Reagan, who, you know, he ended up being a champion of the Second Amendment, but he sure didn't start out that way as governor of California, because he said, in this day and age, there's no need for any civilian to carry a loaded weapon down Main Street.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, with all the violence on Main Street, I feel compelled to carry a loaded weapon
on Main Street, and
I'm going to do it.
And in normal times, that might be correct, but what about in uncertain times? What about times that are interesting, as they say from the old Confucius curse, what about when your own government starts to take over your rights? What about foreign governments that try to, you know, influence elections and maybe,
Well, you never know when the threat's going to be or where it's coming from.
Well, that's it.
What about foreign individuals that have more protection from your own government than you do?
Well, yeah, I mean, let's look at the trail of blood that goes from that dead police officer in Newman, California, straight to the Capitol, where Kevin Leon said that illegals deserve more protection than citizens of this state. What about Kate Steinle's dad? Don't you wish he had been able to protect herself or been in a position to protect herself? What about the two dead officers over by Sacramento that the illegal alien killed? And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. I think everybody gets it. The point is, evil is a funny thing, and you never know where it's coming from or who it's going to come from. Sometimes even your own government. Look at Venezuela. Look at those poor idiots in South Africa who happen to be farmers. And their own government just constitutionalized stripping them of their property. And if they end up dead in the process, oh, well, too bad. And by the way, there's going to be no compensation for the property they steal. What about people in Venezuela who in 2012 had the right to carry weapons until Hugo Chavez took it from them? They never said a word. They thought, oh, well, you know, maybe people on farms need a gun, but we don't. We live in the city. And all of a sudden, they wish the heck they had guns so that they could fight their own government for the very right to survive.
Well, the right to self-defense is a natural law given to you by God, not by government. In other words, if you no longer have the right to self-defense, you are no longer a sovereign free man. You become a vassal or a serf or a slave to whoever, you know, mandates that you don't have the rights that you propose that come from God. So it's a slippery slope. And when you start going down that, what happens is you become disarmed and you become helpless to defend yourself against not just your neighbor or the guy down the street or the criminal crawling through the window, but your government as well. And that's what they really want. They really want us to be subservient to the government and just follow orders and get back to work and shut your yap.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, look, without the right to defense and without the right to say no to a tyrannical government, you are nothing but a dog chained to your master's table.
Yeah.
And you can crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what really the truth. And, you know, when the founding fathers created a government for the first time in the history that was based on Christian principles to keep everybody free, you know, they weren't talking about all this crap that these politicians are talking about now, because they knew that the way to prosperity, the way to a better life, the way is free markets and free money and freedom. And the more that the government tightens up, the less prosperity that we have, the less freedom we have. You can look around and go down to San Francisco or any major city where the government has clamped down the screws and look at how much freedom they have and look at how prosperous they are, except for a few selected people that happen to be in the, you know, the basking in the light of the politician's tyranny, that, you know, they become favored over everybody else and you get two sets of rules. Gee, just like we're kind of seeing today, aren't we?
Well, you know, Plato and Aristotle had that argument. I mean, Aristotle believed that the ruling elite should create laws to be used to rule over us, but they would be laws that they're not subject to. Well, the California legislature is not subject to the show just cause portion of the CCW rules. They don't need to show just cause. All they got to do is walk in and say, give me the right to carry a gun.
Well,
and the sheriff gives it to them.
Well,
so, you know
this
what
is
do you
like
think we have here.
This is just, there's nothing new under the sun, I think it was King Solomon said. And this is the same pattern that has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, of the fact that the people in power just get more and more powerful as the little guys get less and less powerful. And it's always about controlling everybody for their own ends, you know, for their own, you know, I mean, look at these politicians and the means of production and all this stuff. Where's all this money flowing to? They can't even account for $21 trillion. And that's out of, you know, Mark Skidmore out of Michigan State University as an economics professor, you know, went into the government archives and said there's $21 trillion missing on top of the other $21 trillion or $22 trillion that we're in debt. Where's all this money going? Is it going to these benevolent politicians that have our best interest in mind while they steal all our rights?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and you look at it, there's that pesky, you keep quoting that pesky Bible, Mark.
Sorry.
You know, Ecclesiastes says, what was will be, what has been done will be done, and there's nothing new under the sun.
There
you
go.
In other words, the Constitution and the Constitution of California were not created to stand between us and the evils of poorly built baby carriages. The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California was not meant to defend us from evil. It wasn't meant to do that. It never was. The constitutions were meant to protect us from the good intentions of well-meaning tyrants. In other words, the Constitution was meant to stand between us and the human nature of those we elect to govern. And human nature, according to the Bible, and what do you know, the Bible's always true and correct. It is the fact. Human nature never changes, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The government of California has declared itself above the law. They've declared themselves above the law many, many, many times. People have died as a result of that declaration, and we, the people, are the only ones that can change that. And we are trying. And here's the good news. I'm not a doom and gloom kind of guy. The glass is half full. We can do it. Article 2, Section 1 in the California Constitution says all just powers derive from the people. We are the people. We have all the power. All we have to do is remember how to use it and start using it. And Article 2, Section 1 declares that we can alter or reform government any time the public good demands it. That's what we're going to do with this 2A thing. Let's fire a shot that we can win, and let's win this one, and then let's go on and teach other people how to win and inspire other people to win, and let's take this state back, because we're the only ones that can do it, and we can do it.
I agree.
Yes, we can.
I do, too. I've gotten real tired of the narrative and the arguments of why we can't. Let's figure out, just let's get it done.
Well, with that,
I'm a little sick of woe is me. I just can't take that anymore. There is no woe is me. We're it. We're the final defense of liberty. We the people. Let's start taking that seriously.
With that said,
amen. Yeah, I think we're going to go to a break. You can stay and hang with us if you want, Mark, or we will talk to you later. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The trap you
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021. or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
Merry Christmas. This is Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in school performances? Well, it is. Courts have recognized that sacred music is an indispensable part of Western culture. You just have to balance a sacred Christmas song with a secular Christmas song. So, hark the herald and let the angels sing. Visit pgi.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
That's a slow dance tune we want to get involved in at some point here. I just want to say, is government your God? Really? I mean, if you don't believe in a God, you don't believe your rights come from God, you don't believe any of that stuff, fine. Then who is your, do you take all of your marching orders from government, lockstep? Do you believe that government is the end all, be all, that no matter what they tell you, you're supposed to, you know, just jump in line, lock booted, or lockstep and jack booted, and march on with your goose stepping self down to whatever end they tell you to go to?
You've already asked too much.
Wow, think about that for just a second.
Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people out there like that.
Now, I want to get the website up there, and I want to make sure that everybody understands you need to go to Keep and Bear, and bear is spelled like a grizzly bear. So it's TOKEEPANDBEAR.com, tokeepandbear.com, and you can go there and get more information about this.
I want to also put out there is a button that you can donate. So if you can't attend the events or the fundraisers, you can donate.
Absolutely.
To go. And it's real simple. We've got it all set up now with PayPal, and it's working really good. So.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit. Are you still on the line, Mark?
Yes, I am.
Very good. I want to talk about this Ninth Circuit decision a little bit, this Young versus Hawaii, in which they said the Second Amendment encompasses the right to carry a firearm openly in public for self-defense. Now, isn't California in the Ninth Circuit, Court of Appeals, where they actually got this one right, but they're saying we're not going to follow the rules?
Yeah, California is in the Nut Circuit. Yes, it's true. But here's the problem. So you have Young versus Hawaii, and you also have a case called Chambers versus U.S., which is also a Ninth Circuit in-bank case. And then there's San Diego v. Peruta. So those are three bigs that we want to kind of focus on for the next minute or two. But Chambers versus United States is a Ninth Circuit case that says that all decisions issuing from the Ninth Circuit are binding. It doesn't say apply to. It says are binding on all inferior court judges in the circuit unless they are overturned in bank or by the United States Supreme Court. So Young versus Hawaii is the law. It applies to every judge in the Ninth Circuit, and it is binding upon them.
Kind of like sanctuary cities are binding on no one.
Yes. Now, the Peruta v. San Diego case is interesting, and so is Ross 3 versus Sacramento, which just published the other day, and that is Peruta v. San Diego was an in-bank case in the Ninth Circuit, and they applied to the NRA applied to the United States Supreme Court for cert to rehear that case, and the United States Supreme Court said no. So Peruta v. San Diego is the law, period. And that case says that concealed carry falls wholly outside the Second Amendment. States can regulate it. States can ban it. States can do whatever they want with concealed carry. It isn't a right. It's a permission that states have total and abject and complete control over. Now, remember, federal statutes, federal government doesn't have any statutes over concealed carry. That's all the purview of the state under the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. So states can ban your privilege, your permit to concealed carry. In fact, Shasta County just came out with some new requirements, and unless I'm mistaken, if I am, please someone correct me, that every time you go for your concealed carry, you're going to need to get 80% of your hits in the nine ring from 21 feet, which people with older eyes may not be able to do. So kiss your concealed carry off. You're only going to be allowed three guns on your permit in Shasta County, so kiss off that fourth gun or fifth gun or whatever, however many you have. You're going to have to fire all of your guns every time you qualify, and you're going to have to qualify for your concealed carry permit, which is a permission. So Peruta says concealed carry is not a right, period. Okay? Young says open carry is a right, unconnected with militia service that predates the Constitution, and it encompasses the right to the open carry of a loaded and exposed weapon in public spaces beyond the perimeter of your or the curtilage of your home. So those are the two big cases. And then Chambers says, judges in California, this case applies to you and is binding on you. That's how we can win our case, because unfortunately you can't force a state to stop enforcing unconstitutional laws unless you sue them individually. And we know that California ignores the law all the time. They do it just because they want to. So we're going to have to sue them to reconnect our right to state knowledge and compliance, and we can win this case. The cases are already decided. We don't have to write any law. All we have to do is get in court and get a restraining order and an injunction, and that we can do.
I guess we have a caller.
We do have a caller. We have Billy Bob on the line.
I guess
Billy Bob. Give us a call back, and we'll put you on the air.
Wow. That was
that was loud.
That was very loud this morning. So give us a call back.
Hey, one thing. The somebody on the chat room pointed out federal law regarding LEOSA, and LEOSA does not give an officer a concealed carry permit. The state gives the officer the concealed carry permit. LEOSA simply says that officers who carry however they carry in their state can carry in all 50 states. So it's not really a federal law that allows concealed carry. It's merely a federal law that allows entitled concealed carriers to cross state lines without being in any jeopardy.
I see.
So it's more of a recognized reciprocity kind of thing.
It's a recognized, right, Red, exactly. I couldn't have said it better. It's a recognized reciprocity, and it only applies to active and retired law enforcement. For example, since I'm a former reserve deputy, I don't enjoy that. I don't get to carry anywhere I want anytime I want.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes you, infuriates me, but we need to get in there, we need to win this, and people need to support this, because like you say, we need a victory over these guys down there in Sacramento, because the next step of this thing is if we don't start taking some of our rights back away from these tyrants down there, it's going to get violent. I mean, what else is there going to be if we don't actually use the law to hold these people to account?
Yeah, and it can be done. There is other states that have done it. Correct. I think we got 31.
Yeah.
We got 31 states. So
there are like 31 states you can open carry, and there are another 14 that you can open carry with some kind of mother may I slip. There are only 5 states that ban it, and California, one of the most communist states of all the states, is one of them.
Yeah. So we definitely could win this fight.
Well, that's,
if everybody,
you know, as
gets
they,
involved.
They brought up on State of Jefferson earlier this morning, you know, Jerry Brown signed in over 1,000 new laws this year. That's almost three times a day that they're hitting us. They're taking away a piece of our rights and our liberty three times a day, at least, they're hitting us.
Well, that's, yeah, insane. And, you know, Red, there's another thing. You look at your supposedly constitutional sheriff, okay, and
yeah,
this guy could give a permit under Penal Code 26150B2. He could give the permission for people to open carry now. But ask him if he will, and he'll say, oh, no, I can't do that because police might be afraid if they saw a gun. Well, good gravy. I mean, I was the police, and I wasn't afraid when I saw a gun. If you're, that's kind of part of your job description, to be able to tell the good guys from the bad guys. And if you're afraid every time you see a gun, maybe you need to work at McDonald's instead of the police department.
Well, and that's ridiculous anyway, because the ones that are going to give them the most trouble is the one they don't see anyway.
Right.
Right.
And when you turn up dead, they'll inform you they don't have a duty to protect you.
Well, they don't have any duty to protect you, and there are, I could go on and on about cases, Warren versus D.C., DeShaney versus Winnebago, Ballesteri versus Pacifica Police, Martinez versus California, Risk versus New York. I could go on, where the court has said a million times. In fact, the latest case is the school resource deputy in Parkland High School in Florida, mm-hmm, and the judge just tossed the civil suit against him by saying, guess what? Ooh, the government has no duty and no responsibility to protect you from crime or violence or anything else, and further, they will be assigned no liability for failing to protect you. The Second Amendment is your right and responsibility to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, we're going to remove the means for making the Second Amendment effective to you.
Well, California has already banned the Second Amendment in 26450 and 2600 and 25840, I think it is. And I could be wrong about those codes, but I have them on my pad here somewhere. So there are three penal codes that remove the ability for you to protect yourself with a loaded firearm and with an unloaded firearm. You're not even allowed to carry an unloaded firearm in California anymore. That is a ban per Heller, per McDonald v. D.C., per Cruikshank versus U.S., per Cetano v. Massachusetts, and per Young versus Hawaii. That is a ban on the Second Amendment. And we can fix this, guys. I mean, that's the good news. Help us. We can fix this.
Yeah.
And if we can fix this, we can fix all the rest of it, too.
Wow. Well, we only got a couple minutes left here to the top of the hour, and then I'd like to cover some of the new California laws and a few other things in the second half. But, boy, I'll tell you what a year this has been. And it's crazy for people to sit back and do nothing. That's the worst thing, is this apathy that has, you know, engulfed a lot of these people in getting involved with anything. I guess, you know, mainstream media just keeps everybody, you know, believing that there's no support, when I think it's exactly the opposite.
Well, let me get off. I'll get off here, but let me close with this. My friend Dave Tichnell sent me a letter, and he said, you know, I woke up last night and I had a full belly, and I kicked the covers off because I was too hot, and I was thinking about all these rights and these liberties that we're always talking about. And he started talking about the guys around Morristown in the winter of 79 and 80, and how they were sitting there half naked, sometimes naked, eating soup made out of burnt leaves. And they'd been at this fight since 1775, some of them, and it was now 1780 and 1779 and 80 that winter, after Valley Forge. And he said, they're starving. They gave everything they had for the cause of liberty. And he said, I would hate to end up in heaven and have to walk up to those guys and apologize because I've squandered the liberty that they gave everything to provide for me. And I agree with Dave. Mm-hmm. I will go to my grave fighting for liberty. It does matter how you stand. It matters who you are. It matters what you stand for. And here's your chance. And thank you, guys, and God bless all of you and for the work you're doing, and have a happy new year.
You too,
happy
and thanks for calling in, Mark.
We
appreciate it. And I guess we're at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for the second half of Solver Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Crazy skies are wild above me now. Winter howling at my face.
everything I held so dear disappeared without a trace.
The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump's administration has faced widespread criticism in the mainstream media over the deaths of two Guatemalan children at the border this month. But he's blaming Democrats on what he calls their pathetic immigration policies that allow people to make the long trek thinking they can enter our country illegally. Mr. Trump tweeted his comments yesterday, his first on the deaths of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso on Christmas Eve and 7-year-old Jacqueline Call on December the 8th. The new year will bring pay raises for some workers.
New minimum wage requirements will take effect in 20 states and nearly two dozen cities. The state wage hikes range from an extra nickel per hour in Alaska to a $1 an hour hike in Maine, Massachusetts, and for California employees with more than 25 workers. The largest employers in Seattle will have to pay workers at least $16 an hour in the new year. Increases are also on the way in Missouri and Arkansas as a result of voter-approved ballot initiatives. I'm Shelley Antler.
The Supreme Court term has steered clear so far of drama since the tumultuous confirmation hearings for Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The next few weeks, though, will test whether the calm can last.
The justices will confront a lot of high-profile appeals when they gather in January. Those appeals are on abortion restrictions, workplace discrimination, gerrymandering, and more. There are signs already that conservative justices are willing to take on controversial cases, even though Chief Justice John Roberts seems intent on staying above the political fray. Chief Justice Roberts has essentially become the court's swing vote since the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, the court gets back to work January 4th. More than a dozen people dead in election-related violence in Bangladesh as people across the country vote on whether to give Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina a third term. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
An updated complaint in Massachusetts lawsuit against Purdue Pharma claims that members of the family that owns the OxyContin maker are personally responsible for fueling abuse of the deadly drug.
The filing in Suffolk Superior Court expands on the lawsuit the state filed in June against the drug makers, 16 current and former executives, and members of the Sackler family, which owns the company. The suit asserts that the Sacklers controlled a deceptive sales campaign by Purdue aimed at getting more people on higher doses of opioids to boost profits. Several states and localities have sued Stamford, Connecticut-based Purdue, which has denied the allegations.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Britain's defense secretary says the country could establish new military bases in the Caribbean and Far East after Britain leaves the EU. Gavin Williamson telling the Sunday Telegraph the expansion would be part of a strategy for Britain to become a, quote, true global player after Brexit. News and analysis at townhall.com. Recent severe storms in the New Orleans area proved a holiday blessing in disguise for one local food bank.
The foul weather prompted the Trader Joe's grocery chain to donate more than 10,000 pounds of perishable groceries to the Second Harvest Food Bank. The Metairie store lost power for most of the day, meaning the food would otherwise have spoiled. A food bank spokesman says the donation included refrigerated and frozen items distributed across 23 parishes. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 30th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including actor Russ Tamblyn.
Remember, West Side Story, 84 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax is 83 today. Country singer Susie Boggess has 62 candles on her cake. Former Today Show co-host Matt Lauer is 61, and golfer Tiger Woods is 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds. We're in the second hour. It's a little after 11 on December 30th, 2018. I'm here in the studio once again. Every week we keep showing up whether we want to or not.
We have to right now.
Yeah. Again,
I need to get the information out there.
I want to make sure everybody has that website, tokeepandbear.com. That's tokeepandbear.com. Bear spelled like a grizzly bear. And, all right, let's talk about the new California laws a little bit here. I know that there's a new law that, cops have to wear body cams now. I think they should modify that to include politicians.
I don't know.
24,
well, they
24
may not be. It depends on who's watching it. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, maybe.
I can do without that.
You sure?
Yeah.
we got I don't even know how many laws. I heard Terry say something about like 1,000.
I think it was 1,012 or something like that. Some ridiculous number.
Yeah.
But you take what they've done. I mean, they've been averaging 900 laws a year for like the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I wonder what we're going to get when we get Gruesome Newsom Twosome.
Don't ask too many questions right now.
I don't know. What do we get with Gavin Newsom, an anti-gun remedial reader with a chip on his shoulder?
Or a chip implanted in his forehead. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he wants to do that to everybody else.
Well, that wouldn't be surprising either.
Would you be shocked? Would you
no,
be shocked?
Not
you
at
know?
All.
I mean, good grief. I mean, nothing to worry about here. You know, we get, I noticed I was reading one of the comments, New Year's resolution, boycott Google. I mean, I totally am wholeheartedly in favor of that. Go to Bing or DuckDuckGo. They've dropped the term geoengineering, evidently, but who cares about free speech anymore?
I mean, that only applies to certain people, according to them.
I will remind you, Google is a private company.
Well, that's true, and so is Facebook.
Yes.
But does that mean that they get to, purveyor of a social media, get to decide what they want in the being spoken about in their social media?
Well, that's, I guess, where you draw the line. Are they a private corporation or are they a public utility?
Well, that's a question, isn't it? Because if they can just limit any speech they want, then maybe we need to go to something else that doesn't limit speech.
Well, I would say that if they are allowed to limit speech as a free and private enterprise, then they are denied some of the constitutional protections of free speech themselves, are they not?
It's a slippery slope. I don't know.
It is. I mean, the problem is what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, and, you know, Facebook has been on me for quite a while. I mean, I don't know how many times I've been in Facebook prison for a month or two at a time. They stop my guys from, you know, notifying me. I got 4,000 people, 4,900 people on one Facebook, And it's like I get three notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But that's no, happening to exactly. everybody, or a lot of people, you know. That it
doesn't seem to happen on my other Facebook that only has like 300 or 400.
Weird.
And it's like I get like 80 notifications over there. Wow.
Well, they are actively monitoring and censoring and filtering your access to the public.
Right. But I got an email from Kamala Harris. I just got to read this because this is the kind of complete bull crap. I think it buzzed. She's hovering over the button.
Mm. I don't
almost,
think she
almost
did
said
it.
Shift.
Yeah.
You know, bull shift.
Well, I think you qualify whatever statement you're going to make just by the fact that you mentioned Kamala Harris at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think there's certain things.
She sounds like an olive
that.
Or something. You know, I'll take a bottle of those Kamalas, please. Okay, friend, number one. That starts off, that's a lie.
Hello, my little friend.
I'm not your friend.
No.
Okay, this past year we have worked together to fight for California. Really? And the future of our democracy. We're a republic. Wrong answer. So she's probably as dumb as the next professor down there at, Harvard.
Didn't say she wherever. Had to be intelligent now, did
USC,
they?
USC, wherever mm-hmm. they go.
All she had to do is figure out her way into Willie Brown's pants.
Oh, is that what it was?
Pretty much.
I wonder if his real name's Willie.
Willie's Willie.
Now you see why we don't want. Necessary.
Reminds me of another.
No. Video
reminds
cams
me of another Willie.
Video cams for the politicians and
Slick Willie.
Oh, good old Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill, what a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no female. There's no problem there with sexual harassment or
not
anything
even
else.
Not even a smidgen.
the
bimbo explosion, or the bimbo eruption. That was it.
And half of these millennials don't even know that how many scandals he was involved in.
No, that was terrible.
Okay, so
he was actually impeached.
Yeah, but he wasn't thrown out of office by the Senate.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Should have been thrown out of office
for
okay.
lying to the American people.
Yeah, lying in court, doesn't seem to carry the weight anymore if you're a Democrat.
I can't get away with it.
Yeah, well, that's you. You're.
And you thought it'd be different? I mean, come on, you know?
Does it work if I switch party affiliation?
It probably would.
Okay.
Let's go on with her little statement here. There is no doubt that our country is at an inflection point in our history. That's true. One where we are challenged to stand together for the ideals of our nation.
Which are?
It's like, really? Let's see. Heavy progressive graduated income tax, central bank controlling the supply of money, government control of schools, government control of production and industry, government control
of everything.
Wow. That sounds oddly just like Karl Marx.
Hmm.
Wow. Maybe we should, get the Constitution on one side of the TV and put it there. The Ten Amendments, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 Bill of Rights, and the whole Constitution and all the amendments and everything. And then let's put the Communist Manifesto on the other side, the 10 Planks and Platforms of the Communist Manifesto, and let's just see which one we're following in California.
Well, see, that's how I've done a lot of thinking and a lot of – because you do have a freedom of speech in this country, so should you not be able to – espouse communist and Marxist
sure.
ideals.
Sure, you can espouse
that.
It, but the problem is that if you try to steal and circumvent the Constitution and get rid of my rights, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's sedition and treason.
Right.
But how can supporting or espousing the ideals of Marx be anything but?
Well, it's if you act on those ideas. See, it's supposed to be a discourse. It's supposed to be the marketplace of ideas, not the, I take over the marketplace and you're going to do my ideals whether you like it or not. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference. Okay. So we're at an inflection point in our history. We need to stand together for the ideals of Karl Marx. California continues to lead the way thanks to your incredible leadership. Number one.
Lead the way in what?
She only knew.
lead the way where?
Yeah.
I just happened to be, getting emails from everybody in the Communist Party and the Democrats, because I'd like to know what they're thinking. But thanks to me, I'm leading the way. Yeah, that's right, because we are advocating for the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and if we have to, we'll take over the marketplace to make sure that that's implemented. And somehow or another, implementing freedom is not the same as taking everybody's rights away.
It's not?
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh.
Hmm. While the partial government shutdown has created a lot of uncertainty for our federal employees, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Has anybody even noticed?
Does anybody want it to not continue? I hope they shut this damn thing down for a year or so.
Yeah. See, I think what the trick with these government shutdowns is you've got to shut it down just long enough for it to start to be an inconvenience to some folks, but not shut down so long they start to figure out they don't need them.
The IRS, the Treasury shut down. Does anybody want them to operate and fire back up right now?
I ain't missing them.
Wow. It's like, well, I want some. I need another government agency to steal my money from me because
I want to pay them more money.
Because I like being a rube.
Mm-hmm.
They're good guys.
Yeah. What? Okay, so it's created a lot of uncertainty for federal employees. Oh, I guess it doesn't really matter about the rest of us, you know, serfs out here in Surf City, that they've created a lot of uncertainty for us by stealing all of our property and our money under the guise of protecting us for our own good.
And they're not done.
Wow. So, be certain about this. She intends to fight for our state and our families, and she's got our back. And good is evil.
Yeah.
Therefore, evil is good. I'm Kamala Harris coming to you from the Capitol. What? These people are freaking insane. But what I'm illustrating here is, look at how much bullshit these guys are pushing. These guys are pushing and peddling. I know. She's got me. I'm getting the FBI finger thing. But, you know, how much crap do you got to push before you realize you're pushing crap?
They know.
Of course they know.
Yeah, they know.
It's the rest of the rubes.
Yeah, it's the ones that are picking it up.
I've seen an interview. What's more important, covering our borders or, you know, making sure that people don't use straws?
The lady answered straws. They push this crap so that the hoopleheads will keep them in office so they can enrich themselves on the backs of the hoopleheads.
They're
blatant capitalist pigs.
No, they're blatant Marxist dictators is what they are. So, as we ring in 2019, let us remain hopeful and continue America's march towards progress. We got to be playing, you know, all hail the dictator.
Progress of what?
Yeah.
America's march towards progress. Progress of what?
The progressive movement.
To take us backwards?
I've had a few movements lately, and they were kind of progressive, but it was kind of different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with that said,
I think she's giving us the...
Are we going to the break? All right, we got to go to a break.
That's it. Stage left, even.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Riding your bicycle without a helmet, you're actually going to have to attend a safety course. Yeah, just so you're aware out there.
Cult for anybody who was trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I got to go over this story. I mean, this is, you know, it's just so near and dear to my heart, the big banks. Oh,
well, we do have a caller. Okay. We've got Bill on the line.
Okay.
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, you guys there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I don't have an open carry, nor do I have a CCW, but look, I'm a deer hunter. I got my rifle in my truck, and I got my SID 9 in my back of seat of the truck. I'm going deer hunting. Cop pulls me over. I don't have either CCW or open carry. Am I, just because I have a hunting license, does that give me the right to carry those into the woods?
No, I don't think it does. I think that it depends on, number one, whether they're loaded or not.
Yeah.
And it also depends on whether you can prove that you're going hunting and the discretion of the officer, I would imagine.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's going to matter which county you're in, Bill.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's a problem. Well, because they could just take your guns and confiscate them and...
Until they want to figure it out.
Yeah, go to court.
So just because you have a license, that doesn't say you're okay to carry.
No.
Well, then what's the... Oh, geez, what a conundrum.
Yeah, that's why we're suing the state at this point, because these guys are... They've made laws that are absolutely ridiculous. When I was a kid, everybody had a gun in the window of their truck running around. I'd go hunting in the fields after school.
Well, yeah, in the high school parking lot.
Sixth grade, I had to go through hunter safety course to graduate to junior high. You spent a week of book work on your hunter safety course, and then you all packed up on the bus and went out to Mr. Dano's ranch on the weekend, and you spent the weekend proving that you could shoot and handle a gun and clean it and everything else, and you got your hunter safety, and then you were good to go.
Well, now it's arbitrary. They can decide to take your weapons or not is what it comes down to.
Anytime they want.
Wow.
And they've made it easier.
I'll see you guys up there on Wairika on the 12th. I'm bringing my daughter and my grandson.
All right.
Well, we appreciate that. Awesome. We will see you then.
Thank you very much.
Tell everybody
thank you.
No. Thanks,
Happy
Bill.
New Year.
Okay. So with that said, I got to go back to this banking thing. This is very near and dear to my heart. You know how much I love the big banks. This is the headline. The Big Bank Playbook. Break the law. Make profits. Get caught. Share the profits.
And here's your hotel.
This is from the Wall Street Journal. I mean, Morgan Stanley gets slapped with a $10 million fine over anti-money laundering program. I mean, come on. How many of these banks have we seen in the news lately getting fined? And they don't care. They just keep doing it. None of them care because, you know, if I make $10 billion and I give the government $10 million, that's just business. Nobody goes to jail.
What we ought to do, we ought to hire the banking regulators from Iceland that actually put their bankers in prison.
Yeah, I think that would be a good policy at this point. Let's get back to the new laws, okay? You can do breastfeeding at work now. That's important, I guess. Requires employers to make private space available for breastfeeding other than a bathroom. The law previously required space other than a toilet stall.
Why are you breastfeeding your kid at work? Why is your kid at work with you to be breastfed?
I don't know. This is not my department.
I'm confused.
Oh, well, I have to say, it depends on what your job is.
I'm confused.
If you're a heavy equipment.
What if I run a taco truck?
Yeah, what if you're a heavy equipment
operator?
Well,
who knows? Maybe you're at a daycare.
Okay.
You're a daycare worker.
If you're at a
worker.
Daycare, then you're probably breastfeeding them in the middle of the room anyway.
Well, the thing is, why do we have to make a law?
I don't know.
Is my point.
That's why
I'm confused.
I'm just questioning things. I'm not making any decisions here. All I'm saying is, gee, we're so out of control that it's insanity.
Looks like we've got
another caller. Gene? Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. I don't usually get to listen to your show because I'm in church, but since I'm sick today, I'm listening. And something occurred to me when you just talked about the big banks and other companies that get sued for, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And where does that money they get fined? Where does that money go? I remember hearing under the Obama administration that the Attorney General, and I'm sick and I can't even think of his name.
Holder or Lynch?
Holder. He was giving out, funding out money to different organizations, and one of them was La Raza, who was getting this money. So can we take and get these fines and have that money and build the wall with that fine?
Well, I mean, they sent $150 billion to Iran, but they couldn't find $5 billion for the wall. I mean,
in stacks of cash and gold bars.
Well, and our Republicans in the House and the Senate are just as much to blame at this point as the Democrats, because they could have got this passed way before this. The Democrats have been blocking them in the Senate, but this should have all been done years ago.
I understand that, and I'm not sure, but I think with the Iran money, they kind of confiscated what money they had in our banking system or something like that, and Obama or somebody was paying interest on the money, and that's why they had so much money. They returned their money to them with interest, and I'm saying with these fines, let Trump take these fines, put them together, and build a wall?
Well, the problem is Trump doesn't have the power of the purse. The Congress does, and he can only do so much with what he's allocated.
I'm telling you, when these fines come in, they don't go into the general fund. Where is all of these,
$100
million to fine all of these companies, and where is the money going that they bring in through?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe we should do a little homework on that and try to figure out how that works. I would assume that these fines go into the general fund. But
they don't go into the general fund because Eric Holder was putting them into other places.
Yeah, but those guys were doing everything illegal anyway because there was nobody
cares?
To catch them. Yeah,
you know,
that's
hey,
the problem.
Well, you know, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us.
Well, yeah,
well,
but
Obama, they have documentation and evidence that Obama was leaning on banks in Central Europe and other places to manipulate their banking policies to allow Iran to conduct business against the U.S. resolution.
Here's one thing I will say to you. We are going to build the wall. It's being built now in sections. It's going to. He's got enough money in the military to build it. It's going to get built. There's no question about it. But I think holding these people in the Senate accountable to pass the what he's asking for in money is more than just getting the money. It's about saying, listen, you know,
they
you
don't
got,
care about you.
That's
they
exactly
only care
right.
About illegals.
That's exactly right. And that's what this is really all about. And they're showing their cards. I mean, Nancy Pelosi goes to Hawaii. Schumer's nowhere to be found. They don't give a crap about us. What they give a crap about is blocking Trump from anything that would protect the American people.
Well, we need to make big posters out there with big handprints all over, and you know, big handprints, and then big splatters of like blood on it, and say you've got blood on your hands. And, you know, Pelosi, and start naming off all of these guys, because they do. Because these children that are dying, it's the blood on their hands.
Well, this cop,
they
this,
are making it, and so, yeah.
This cop
and,
that just got killed,
the,
I mean.
Look at our police officer that is yep. just killed. Blood on their hands, because sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, sanctuary counties, and put the blood on their hands, and we need to make posters and do that.
I got to
agree.
Agree
yeah.
And the real deal is that's the truth. That is the truth of the matter, that the blood is on their hands with their sanctuary policies. And people are starting to wake up because it's ridiculous, the
it's
policies
so and
that they've been implementing. And it's like, okay, so what, do you didn't think that that was going to happen? Yeah.
Well, they didn't think, period.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They
it's
don't
not
care.
That they don't think. They don't care.
They don't care. That's right.
Yeah.
So we got to go to a break.
We do.
Thanks for the call.
You guys, you're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks for calling in. I'm sorry that you're sick and hope you get better.
And remember, they don't really care about the illegal aliens either. If
they
really
don't care
cared
about
the illegal aliens, they'd be trying to make them citizens. They want the illegal aliens only just for the power and the political juice they represent.
Yes. And with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its scenes when I was leaving, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pomala and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pomala and Payush Danuka.
State. Good tunes today, huh?
It just makes me want to have a good old-fashioned 80s montage. You do the montage, and everything's better.
I like it.
There you go.
You got an announcement?
I do. I actually have an announcement. It's for the veterans out there. Every month, once a month, the VFW Post here in Reading is going to host a lunch, and it will be served at 12:30 p.m. So this is being done, sponsored by Windsor Reading Care Center, which I had never heard of, but somebody gave me this information this morning. So once a month, and the first one will be January 8th, and it will be at the VFW Post at 1251 Oregon Street here in Reading, and it starts at 12:30, and that's free to the veterans out there. If you want more information, call Joni at 246-0600 or 949-0441. So there you go. So for the next 12 months, once a month.
Wow. Nice.
Well, yeah, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm. I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I was hoping to make a request and send a notice. One, if you could please repeat your mailing address so that we can contribute to keep your broadcast going. We can't look at the next year without offering appreciation and gratitude for the massive amount of research it takes to have 2 hours. You used to have three. I'm still kind of get over that, but I understand the time it takes to pull together real news versus the fake news. So if you could do that, and then my announcement is on New Year's Day, Dane Wigington will release his PowerPoint presentation at 12 noon Pacific time. For those of you that missed the October 20th event on geoengineering, he will be giving the full program free. So if people just go to the website, www.geoengineeringwatch.org, they can catch that, share that, and get caught up on how intense it is getting. So that's my call for today.
You want the address? The address is 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, and that's here, Reading, 96003.
All right. You guys are awesome. I really, truly appreciate, and I know many other people do as well. Thank you.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you,
Lori.
Happy New Year.
All right.
And thanks for thinking about that for us to get that information out if people want to help us out.
Yeah, I noticed in the chat room they said something about what's going on in the market. Does anybody believe we have a real market anymore? I mean, you know, the stock market is no indication of what's going on in America at this point. It's so rigged. It's just like everything. The banking's rigged. The gold and silver's rigged. It's starting to come off. But the only real legitimate thing in the market, the only real legitimate, excuse me, of the any of these measures of what's going on in the market is to find fair value for assets. And we're not even close to that yet. That's why it's going up and down like a ping pong. The real market is trying to take over the fake market, and it's going to at some point. Now, is that going to happen this week, next week? I don't know. But the stock market's so way overvalued, it's ridiculous. The bond market is a complete sham. The metals should be so much higher, it's ridiculous. You're going to see a reckoning at some point. I mean, we're already starting to see. Is anybody seeing inflation out there at all? Is it just me?
Every time I go to buy eggs and milk.
Yeah, it's we're getting a problem. It's starting to become a problem, and it's going to become more and more of a problem because the answer is not stuffing cash with no backing into the system. Now, there's whispers in the wind and rumors that we're going to be going to a gold standard, and Trump said it back in the day, but nothing concrete yet. Let's wait till the first of the year. Who knows? I mean, the new Senate comes in, new executive rule, policy and laws come in. I'll tell you what, I think this is going to be a fireworks year because it's all coming to a head. We thought it was going to come to a head in 18, and it has to a big degree, but nothing like what I think we're going to see in 19 across the board.
Yeah, just and I think the 16 election was a tempest in a teapot. They made a lot of noise, and even though they made gains, traditionally they made significantly less gains than they're used to. If you can couch it as success, it was a minimal success compared to the ratios of other turnovers. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Well, their apple cart got turned over big time on some things.
With that said, let's go to something really important like AB 1884, under food and sustainability. Straws upon request, passed in 2018, introduced by Ian Calderon, Democrat, Whittier, California. If you're a full-service restaurant, would you like and you would like to sip your drink through a single-use plastic straw? You now have to ask for one because restaurants will be fined for repeated violations. Are you freaking kidding me? You know, and there was an interview that I saw with a gal down south, down the L.A. area, and they asked, what was more important, border security or making sure that we use less straws?
Less straws.
It's like, you can't be that freaking dumb.
You can.
But I guess there's
there
some.
Is. You can. There is.
Garbage
our
in.
Our government now subsidizes stupidity.
Garbage in, garbage out. I mean, I guess if the TV or the government tells you, you just turn into a bot, regurgitate whatever they tell you. Yes, the straws are more important than making sure we don't all die in an invasion. What? Or we all, our standard of living gets so bad that we all like living in San Francisco. There's rampant crime everywhere. Nothing like that could happen, could it?
Hey, at least one could stab with a straw.
Well, that's true.
And another, how do you even enforce this? Are you telling me that there's an agency somewhere in California that's going to pay someone to go
don't
sit
give
in
them
restaurants
any ideas.
I want to see rage.
To watch who hands out straws excessively?
Are they going to, yeah, be pulling us over saying, do you have a straw for that cup?
I just want to see the raids. You know, the door slams up into the cops. All right, up against the wall, you MFing straw suckers.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, how
come
does
in, he... turn all your plastic straws in at the police department today.
Yeah.
At 2 p.m.
And what's happened to the fact that somebody like that should stand up and be like, hey, you're using too many straws. We're going to find you. And the conversation ends with him getting mollywopped and just drug out in the back alley and ignored.
Yeah, because according to legend, there's an island of straws out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And it's gotten so bad out there that it's actually starting to grow creatures.
Straw creatures?
Yeah, they're like made out of little plastic.
They may be creatures, but we do have a caller on the line.
Oh, yeah.
We have Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Damn good morning, with a capital D. How are you today?
We are good, and you?
Just got home from work. I thought I was going to miss you. Hey, yeah, you were just talking about straws. About 3 weeks ago, I was reading an article. I don't remember. I think it was in Range Magazine. And it stated that India and China are responsible for 85% of the plastic in the oceans, the plastic pollution. So that leaves the United States alone with, what, 187 other countries for the other 15%? What percentage of them straws do you think is doing the polluting?
Damn it, Nick, that's the last straw.
You must be a bigot.
Yeah, and I heard that the people that use cocaine are going to sue for discrimination. They can't get their straws.
Are they colored straws?
I don't know. Hey, listen.
Curly straws.
Listen, you know, last week I had a letter to the editor, 1 week ago today, about the homeless and what I thought would be a good solution, which is give them their own camp spot, and this is the only place you can camp, nowhere else. And I've got nothing but positive feedback. I mentioned it on Pete Peters' show, and everybody liked it. I sent a copy of that letter to each one of our city councilors, and guess how many responses I got?
Zero.
And I've come to the conclusion, I was talking to a guy yesterday that's in the know about the homeless, and he told me, he says, they don't want to cure the homeless problem, that's helping fund this city.
Yeah, I imagine so. Mm-hmm. You get all the sustainability crap and federal
sanctuaries.
They get
more funding.
I don't know where they get it.
They get more money.
It helps to reduce property values so that certain people and certain companies can take advantage when they push businesses and homeowners out of places like downtown so they can gentrify it. Plain
but
and simple.
You know, the information he gave me that I found was interesting, and this guy is involved with cleanups around town, is that they have run across probably 20 people that are homeless because of Bethel. One was a family of nine that came from the U.K., and as soon as they ran out of money, Bethel kicked them out. And there they are on our social programs living underneath a bush. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Oh.
And then he went on to mention that, you know, they bring in these mentally ill people, these people with mental problems, and tell them that they're going to cure them. They won't need their meds, and they jerk them off their meds and start praying for them, and when they go nuts, they just call the police. Maybe that explains some of the new mental people that are walking up and down the street screaming and yelling.
Hmm.
You ever thought about that? I never had.
I never had thought about that. But.
You know, and, you know, there's just a whole different dynamic to this homelessness.
So, Nick, what you're telling me is my new neighbor who was outside sprinkling their windows and doorways with gold glitter and told me it was angel dust may not be completely mentally stable.
Well, you know, if Julie Winter really had a concern for our city, she'd sweep up all that gold dust that falls out of the vents there at the services on Sunday and bring it down to City Hall in a 5-gallon bucket and finance everything, wouldn't she?
Julie Winter couldn't spell City Hall unless Bethel put it on a cue card for her.
Wow, that's heavy, man.
I'm tired of pulling punches and playing. I'm over it.
I want to get to something.
It's time to swing.
I want to get to something really important here. I want to talk about SB 179, gender identity.
We have to go to a break first.
Documents.
I'm sorry. I'm getting the cue. She's ready to cut our mics off and everything else. We have to go to a break, and then we can come back to that.
SB 179 when we come back.
And with that, you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North
State. Thanks,
you
Nick.
You too, Nick. Thanks.
One of these days, I'm going to sit down and write a long line. To all the good friends I've known, and I'm gonna try to thank them all for the good times together. Though so apart, we've grown.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
Take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. And here's a hand, my trust.
Sovereign Radio, talking behind the scenes again.
I need a little light or something. It's like, hey.
Yeah, we got.
I tried to get your attention, but at least she didn't say anything.
She's over there. She's over there in the window, break dancing, all kinds of crap. Just got to pay attention.
Well, yeah, I'm not paying.
Well, when
evidently some aren't paying attention to the
lady
in the window.
Hard to see her when she does her spin on the floor, but you know, we see her legs kind of flying around.
No, see, I can actually see her fingertips when she does that because the rest of it's just the glare from the hotel across the street.
Oh. Hey, I got to mention this, you know. Donald Trump tweeted this, 17 hours ago. It turns out to be true that the Justice Department and the FBI under President Obama rigged the investigation for Hillary and really turned Hillary and really turned the screws on Trump.
No.
And now it looks like in a corrupt and illegal way, the facts are out now, a whole hoax exposed at Jesse Waters. Wow.
Retro.
I guess maybe things are coming out.
Okay. Know. Before we went to the break, you wanted to talk about, what was it?
SB 79. I want to know a gender. Everybody in California now has the right to put their gender down as non-binary. I'm not even sure exactly how that works. Does that mean that I'm a female today, a male tomorrow, or I could just switch?
You can be whatever
you
want.
Be like the Cheshire Cat anytime I want to. I just appear, and I'm what I am. And what I say I am, it doesn't matter what I am, as long as I say I am what I am. On all official state documents, as of January 1st, 2019, and this is an important thing. Much more important than all this other crap we've been talking about, like, I don't know, sovereignty, freedom, you know, rights.
Now you have dual personalities.
If you're non-binary, are you still subject to the draft?
It depends on what day.
Depends on
what are you?
That's right.
Yeah. What are you today?
There is no draft.
So if I'm non-binary, do I have to register for Selective Service?
All I want to know is, how do I get in the female locker room? Do I tell them I'm a female?
Oh, you don't need to be non-binary to do that.
No, you just sneak in.
You ever watch Porky's? I mean, come on.
Oh, wow. We're going back.
I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. It was introduced by Tony Atkins.
Is that what's her name meant by leading?
Leading from the front.
Leading from the front.
I'm just saying.
Do you get sick of this stupid crap? You know, now as of January 1st, driver's license applications forms will require applicants to choose either male, female, or non-binary.
Well, there's a good one now, too, in California that in medical records, doctors can no longer refer to non-binary genitalia by definitive terms such as vagina or penis. They have to use a nondescript method such as alternate front hole.
What?
I'm dead serious. Came across that one a couple nights ago.
Oh, wow. I know. I'm like the judge on porn. I know when I see when what it is.
No, maybe you don't.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't.
Because, you just thought so.
Because the government of God, I'm sorry, the God, the government, told me what to think and how to feel, and things mm-hmm. aren't really what I thought they were. Females aren't females, and males aren't male, and who knows what else is going up. I mean, good grief. I mean, there are no absolutes. There are no absolutes. Absolutely.
There is no truth but your own.
Wow, in your own mind.
Until reality smacks you upside the head.
Yeah.
100 miles an hour.
Wow. It's like there's the old Ayn Rand thing, you know. There's no, you can ignore consequences of reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality.
Well, I want my photo removed from my ID, too, because that might lead to false assumption of my gender identification, which may harm me mentally.
Yes. And they could assume that you're something you're not.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to get state aid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey,
I've been harmed by my driver's license.
I'm 5150 now, and I'm not sure what I am.
Mm-mm.
Or what I is.
Nope. But I know you're paying for it.
But
just give me my check and my free phone. And
Where my welfare check?
Just shut up and give me my money.
I want my
card.
I want my meal card.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pet sales requires all dogs and rabbits sold in California pet stores to be obtained from animal shelters or rescue groups.
I'm sorry. Really?
What?
Well, that started in San Francisco.
Police transparency.
Leading the way, once again.
When are we going to get a politician transparency program? All these backroom deals. And
is that when we finally punch them through full of so many holes we can see through them? Political transparency?
Does the light shine through?
Asking for a friend.
Well, this is really important. They've raised the speed limit on motorized scooters up to 35.
Oh, phew.
Temporary
license
plates, smog checks.
Wow.
Yeah. Smog checks raises the vehicle age requirement to get a smog check from 6 to 8 years old. But requires a $25 smog abatement fee. Gee, they're not looking for money, are they?
So you don't actually need the test. You just got to pay for it.
Just pay for the fee.
Just pay the fee.
Write the check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The existing $12 fee for 6-year-old vehicles remains in effect.
Yeah.
Are we at the end of the program?
We are.
We could just keep going. Well, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, and we proved that today with the headlines we just went over. Good grief.
Yeah. Hopefully you're standing there dumbfounded over something.
You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Happy New Year to all, and be safe out there, and we'll catch you next year.
Catch you on the flip side of the year.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.